left, and you know, if one kid with Tourette's can say, "Oh, it's okay to be screwed up," you know, then that's when I'm doing my job, you know.
Well, just for everybody listening, you can catch Twitchells and his group on the Short Bus Comedy Tour at the Comedy Cabaret inside the Best Western in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 11580 Roosevelt Boulevard. Reservations, you can call 215-676-5653. Tickets are only $15.50.
$17.50.
Oh, dang. See, I have a little dyslexia myself.
Don't fucking shortchange him. Come on now.
You can tell my career's going great. I was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and now I'm doing Best Western. Oh, God. The guys, it's been such a pleasure, talking with you guys. How's your show going? Is it going good?
It's going really good. We're having a good night. We're drinking the Coronas in honor of Cinco de Mayo. with a Mexican flag in the background that's been set on fire this afternoon. So you can't really go wrong with that.
Fantastic. You.
Twitches,
that was an awkward silence.
Yeah, that was, we started.
They're all looking at each other like, wow.
Okay.
Just letting you go.
Quick question for me. So what's the best thing that's happened so far on tour?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What was the best thing that's happened to you so far on tour?
The best thing, I have to say the Tourette sex.
I was going to say, being on tour, you're doing all these gigs everywhere. Movies. Like, how much pussy do you actually get on tour?
Yeah, oh, no, wait a second. I've been monitoring all my language throughout this whole conversation.
Oh, man, we're on internet.
On the internet, dude.
You're telling me that you didn't tell the guy with Tourette's that it's okay?
Say what you want, man. We're on internet
right now.
We're
on the internet, man. The FCC can't touch us.
Oh, fuck. That's so
crazy. There you go.
So exactly how much pussy do you get on tour?
It's so funny. You know, a lot of women who meet me, I've always found that comedy is something that definitely arouses women to begin with. Yeah. When you have a little retarded guy upstage twitching, then that's fucking gold, man. The chicks love the puppy dog stuff, but it's pretty good.
Now, do you actually start twitching during sex?
You know what? Sometimes it doesn't even affect me. It's like when I'm acting, when I'm doing stand-up comedy, it's like my Tourette's goes away because I'm so passionate about something. And obviously, if you're enjoying something, like fucking a hot chick, the Tourette's really isn't a factor. But I definitely have had times where I have had outbursts in the middle of intercourse. And it only enhances the situation, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You have one of your vocal tics and the girl thinks you come or something.
That's an orgasm if I've ever seen one.
Oh, man. Well, Twitchells, look, we wanted to say thanks for coming on the show. We know it's laid out there for you. You're awesome. Thank you. Now, guys, again, people can get you at laughterbylou.com and they can check all your dates out there.
Absolutely. LaughterByLou.com. I have MySpace, too. MySpace.com/LewisTwitchells. Lewis is spelled L-O-U-I-S. And Twitchells, T-W-I-T-C-H, Twitch, and then E-L-S, Twitchells. And,
we'll make sure
I love MySpace. I'm addicted to it.
We'll make sure we put links to your stuff up on our forum so all the guys can check you out there.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you guys having me on. You guys rock. I wish you all the best with your show.
Thank you. Yeah, hey, have fun with your tour.
All right, later, boys.
Thanks,
later.
Buddy.
Have a great night. That's awesome.
That's great.
That's fucking awesome.
He's fucking hilarious.
He called a little early, guys. Yeah, that was Lewis Twitchell Santani. Did I tell you guys he was hilarious?
I feel bad. Okay. The chat room is sitting here, you know. They're like, we can't hear him. You got to understand. He also has facial tics and arm tics. He was pulling that phone up to his face and then all the way away and then back up to his face. So I'm sitting here fucking dialing knobs like crazy.
You would have thought Trencher here had Tourette's, but he was right in this freaking pod over here. Right?
So thank you. Big thank you to Twitchells.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, Murphy's first booked guest that wasn't from MySpace.
Exactly.
Well, it wasn't from MySpace. He uses MySpace, but good job that, Murphy.
But guys, make sure you check out the website because the book, I've seen some screen captures of the book, and it actually looks pretty cute, and it's pretty funny.
Cute?
Well, the images, the drawing in there. They're cute pictures. Shut up. It's a kid's book. Fuck off.
So, Laughter by Lou.
Yes, laughterbylou.com.
We'll get those links up on the wagon tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So that thank you very much. What we're going to do right now, though, is we're going to cut to actually not really a break.
Oh, okay.
We're going to introduce a new bit.
Uh-oh.
Chief's new bit here. Why don't you go ahead and let us know what's going on.
Okay, well, I've been scouring the internet just for interesting songs and especially new artists and bands here in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, you know, throughout the whole week, I'm going to websites like lvrocks.com, you know, the MySpace music profiles for Las Vegas and surrounding areas. And you know what? I'm really disappointed at pretty much the lack of available music for the local music Las Vegas scene. And so if anybody out there is in a band, or if anybody knows somebody in a band, you know, send me some MP3s. Direct me to a place where I can listen to some MP3s for local music here in Las Vegas.
And how you do that is basically email radio@spankwagon.net, and then we will make sure you get all that information.
That's right. Yep, so. But I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and he brought up this song that I really hadn't heard in freaking ever, and it's by the group known as Faithless. They released some techno stuff back in the early 90s, but this came out right around 2004, and it's actually a pretty interesting song. It's
it's actually called Mass Destruction.
And I mean, with the way the political thing is going on these days with the Iraq war and everything, I really think it's kind of an appropriate song to play right now.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll go out to take a break with this Faithless, Mass Destruction. And you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon.net Radio.
Jesus,
oh,
you're,
God, you can't do this right.
It's Spankwagon Radio, and Spankwagon.net's the website.
No wonder you're a monkey.
Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your Soloway son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. My dad came into my room holding his hat. I knew he was leaving. He sat on my bed, told me some facts. Son, I have a duty calling on me. You and your sister, be brave, my little soldier. And don't forget all I told you. You're the mister of the house, now remember this. And when you wake up in the morning, give your mama a kiss. Then I had to say goodbye. In the morning, woke mama with a kiss on each eyelid. Even though I'm only a kid, certain things can't be hid. Mama grabbed me, held me like I was made to go, but left her in the stories untold. I said, Mama, it'll be alright when Daddy comes home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your Soloway son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron, or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. My story stops here. Let's be clear, this scenario is happening everywhere. And you ain't going to Nirvana or Farvana. You coming right back here to live out your karma with even more drama than previously. Seriously. Just how many centuries have we been waiting for someone else to make us free? And we refuse to see that people overseas suffer just like we. Bad leadership and egos unfettered and free. We feed on the people they supposed to lead. I don't need good people to pray and wait for the Lord to make it all straight. There's only now to do it right. Cause I don't want your daddy leaving home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your Soloway son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could have called
page on all rapport Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction, whether inflation or globalization. Fear is a weapon of mass destruction, whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone. Greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the Spankwagon Radio.
Very nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spankwagon.net.
I love this fucking music you got playing. That's awesome.
Old home week for you?
Yes. Makes me remember the good old family reunions with my father and all of his family.
And the immigration officials.
They haven't caught us yet.
We're back from our break. Thank you for the music there, Chief.
Oh, thank you.
So that's awesome stuff. And a big thank you to our guest we just had on, Louis Centani?
Centani? Just call him Twitchels.
Otherwise known as Twitchels.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know, but he was the guy on The Simple Life that had a Twitch, and
no shit.
Paris Hilton fell in love with the guys, and they gave him the nickname Twitchels. So that's where he actually
got
a little famous from.
Wow, yeah. He has gotten a lot of action.
But did he get to see Paris Hilton? Oh, wait, of course.
Everybody.
Paris Hilton nude. All right, so we're back actually.
I gotta
an
say,
hour.
Chief, you're getting some props for the song. The guys really liked it.
Wait, was this on the ICQ here?
Yeah, out on the IRC.
So, mad props for the song there for you. All right, so what do we need to do? I got a little bit of news here. Something interesting for more of us computer geeks. Walmart has decided that they are going to start selling build-your-own computer components in over one-third of its U.S. discount stores starting this month. Looks for ways to tempt shoppers to buy more than just low-margin food. They want to, you know, expand the horizons a bit from cheap shit to cheap computer shit. Walmart currently offers only prepackaged bundles of personal computers. Some of them actually have loaded, what was Lindos is now Linspire. But now they are going with the build-your-own-computer counters. Basically, you could choose between several different components. Such components include different types of CPUs. I love it. This article, central processing units. The brain of the computer allows blah, blah, blah. Jesus, you're downing the beers left and right.
He doesn't have to drive.
We're out. So if
That's okay. Next break, beer run.
That was
Murphy
next
had one. I had two, and Gorilla over here had three. So
what's your point?
And Murphy's
you're
dying.
You're choking on yours.
He's choking on water, dude.
Oh, I'm like, damn! You can't hold your alcohol if you're choking on it.
I held my alcohol pretty good last week.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Your alcohol held you. It held you to the toilet.
Oh, man.
No, I didn't after the show.
Now I don't know about it. Okay, after the show last week, we went down to Houlihan's in, where was that?
In the Marriott.
In the Marriott. In Summerlin. And you know what?
Wait. Houlihan's?
Houlihan's.
But I thought the place was called something else because you guys gave it like.
The pub. It's the pub.
It's the pub.
J.C. Houlihan's.
Yeah, J.C. Houlihan's is the pub.
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Or other known as Murphy's personal toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the interesting thing was, you know, we're there and we're drinking and everything. And we're looking around, and I don't know about the rest of you, but I think we're the youngest motherfuckers.
Dude, it
there.
Was Cougar Central. Oh, it was creepy. Yeah.
Cougar Central? What?
Cougars are women in their late 40s, early 50s that basically go hunting for younger guys just to fuck.
Except we were the only younger guys there.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. It was a geriatric crowd, and that band was like a combination of like Sammy Hagar Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, they would play you know everything from freaking Def Leppard, and then they went to Outkast. I'm like,
who's
what the
preacher,
fuck?
Rooting for? What was that song they wanted to play?
Oh, yeah. All night, Chief is like, play some System of a Down or Social D. Social D.
And they never did, fuckers.
Who's going to play Social fucking Distortion?
Not this band. Not this fucking band. Holy Christ, dude. It was all fucking 80s and... I tell you what, though. He did do a pretty good David Lee Roth.
Yeah, he did. He
sucked. Yeah, he did a pretty good David Lee Roth.
Oh, he got fired halfway through the show?
Exactly.
Yes. Damn.
Oh, my God. Sorry, that water went down funny.
Next time, don't put it in your ass.
Next time, swallow.
You know, I have a problem with that.
You have a problem with swallowing? You don't get it enough?
Hey. I think he needs more practice.
I'm not an altar boy.
He could do it on you.
Oh.
Fred Rum's like, Cougars, what the fuck?
Yeah, Cougars. And there, you know, there was the Today Show or the NBC show, whatever it is, this morning they did a thing on Cougars. It was actually kind of scary. Katie Couric was talking with women about her age, about fucking younger guys. It was absolutely great.
Yeah. That's all I got to say to that. Yeah.
I had a Cougar experience. I'm not going to lie. I had a Cougar once.
You did. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and it actually turned into a relationship. It was.
Why?
What was that?
I don't know.
That was you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a Cougar experience. It wasn't all that bad. I tell you what, that girl could suck start a Harley. But, yeah, it had to end badly. Because inevitably what ends up happening is that you get that mother-son feeling and it just gets creepy. And then you find a really hot piece of ass and you go, I could be fucking the 40-year-old or I could be fucking this 19-year-old. I'm going for the 19-year-old.
Well, that's a good choice. Very good choice. I was thinking maybe it's time to do Shitty Mitty for the week.
Shitty Mitty!
So what we're going to do is we're going to load up the Shitty Mitty. Can someone get do we have people in the
I'll get it.
Yeah.
We have the Mexican doing the beer runs and the Irish man closing the door.
They're not Mexicans. You do a hat dance?
What's going on out there?
I don't know. Like, there's lap dances going on in there.
Oh, I got money.
It was the Hesh twins.
Oh, the Hesh twins. Right. Oh, ew. I don't want to know. Never mind.
Yeah, when he said there were Mexicans in there, I was like, oh, shit, they're coming to kill me.
We have found you.
Hey, Vato, we don't like the way you're talking about us, man.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
First you go white. All right, so what we're going to do. What we're going to.
Only spick I know with Journey on his playlist.
Fuck you. Journey rocks.
Woo! See, I told you.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so here's how it works. We're going to play a MIDI file. This is the pre-MP3 file. You have to guess what the fuck song this is. So here's how it works. Give us a call at our number. That'd be 1-866-587-6257. Or local Vegas, 383-8120. Give us a call at that number, though, and tell us what your guess is. We're going to open up the lines right now. Try that again. We're going to open the lines right now.
Oh, come on.
Hey, no one gets a shit normally. We're going for easy. And then give us a call. Super fucking easy song. 1-866-587-6257. And no one's calling. See, this is the problem.
Well, you got to remember, there is like a good 30, 40 second delay.
True.
Fucking Murphy's over here trying to break dance.
It goes back to his polka days.
He dances like a white guy.
Now he's doing the robot.
Now, Murphy, you have the actual song to this, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Fuck you, gorilla.
Come on, someone call in. 1-866-587-6257. Anybody can call in and guess this week's Shitty MIDI.
So call in, Red Rum, already. If this is easy as hell, or toe, or one of you socially deprived motherfuckers, pick up the phone and dial.
Easy as hell, but I'm not picking up the phone.
I'd call, but my face is being fed. Well, I wonder if it was a shit pie.
Easiest Shitty MIDI we played in a long time. And no one's calling in to guess this shit?
I don't feel loved anymore. No,
but I don't get this. We know the phone works. Our guests can call.
Yeah. What's up? The guy with Tourette's will call, but no one else will.
I guess we're too lowbrow for him.
Yeah.
I think this is probably it.
Yeah. If you don't have
it
by now.
If you don't got it by now. Oh, we finally get a call.
Oh, there he is.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, they're too busy rocking. I have to call, dude.
Ah, Mr. Diggs, how are you doing, sir?
Come on, gentlemen.
Not much. How about you?
I just want to call up and guess the Shitty MIDI, man.
What is this week's Shitty MIDI?
Thomas Dolby, She Blinded Me With Science.
Thank you. And are you ready for your jack shit prize or award?
Oh, there's a prize?
Oh, yes.
Woo-hoo!
It's the jack shit. Oh, let me explain this. It's the jack shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you. Okay? Pretty simple. Are you ready for this week's jack shit prize?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Murphy is going to jack off in one of your coffee cups.
Give me one.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. Sir. Have a good night. Oh, my God.
Oh,
you're
going to
jack off in the station manager's cup. There
we go. Almost there.
Okay. Here, do it on his candy bar, too. He keeps candy bars in here.
Candy bars
here.
We
got this. Take two.
Maybe five. You know what I will do? Give me one of them. And I'm going to wipe my ass with it, and we'll put it back in the drawer, mix it up, and he'll never know which one I've actually...
It'll be the open one.
No, I won't open it. I'll just take the wrapper.
Oh, you'll give it like a stink fist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea, too.
Okay, should ass crack or the... Ass crack or the nuts?
No.
All right, there we go. Yeah.
Okay, don't touch it. So it's
wait, pick the hair off it, or he's going to know what it is.
Oh, God.
Don't blow.
All right, so it's either the Butterfinger, the Reese's, or the Take Five. One of them has been in Murphy's ass crack. All right, so thank you very much, Mr. Diggs. Murphy, play the real song for me. Murphy, the real song.
The real song.
That was the one I downloaded.
This isn't it,
hold on, this may be a punk version of it.
Is this me first singing the Gimme Gimmes or something? Fuck.
That's definitely not it.
I downloaded
What the fuck is that?
I downloaded it.
You didn't download shit. What?
Look, it says it right here, Blinded by Science.
Oh, wait, we got a call, Uh-oh. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air?
But you are aware, like, the candy bars aren't mine or the cups.
Well, I guess this is someone else's jackshit prize.
Surprise!
That's candy bars. continue on. It's fun to talk about that Monday.
All right, will do. Thank you for the heads up. Looks like you still win, though, I guess.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know what happened, dude. I
everything in that drawer is contaminated it and now, by the way.
I downloaded it. It must have...
What?
I think someone realized what we've done.
What the hell is going on?
What the fuck is this?
It's called Blinded by Science.
It's definitely not the song that we know.
This is by the Flux of Pink Indians.
How the hell did you...
Wait. I grabbed it off of...
You grabbed it because it said Blinded by Science, not because it said Thomas Dolby, didn't you?
Well, it also had 14 people seating the goddamn thing, so I figured it had to be
And
the
now
right
you're
one.
The 15th sucker.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I am.
Oh, how does it feel to be a loser?
Yeah.
Pretty bad, but I'm going to make everybody else pay.
Yeah. How so? You concentrate too hard.
Yeah, here. Yeah. You know, speaking of Twitchell's, I'm taking a look at his MySpace profile here. And I brought up his picture section. This motherfucker gets more pussy than freaking
you,
me. Yeah. I mean, like, if you take a look at some of the pictures under his MySpace profile, like, he's got this redhead chick and he's got some blonde chick, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Well, just family. It's all right.
Keeping it in the family.
Of course, if any of you want to see Gorilla's sister, she's on MySpace as well.
No, let's not give that.
Is it nude?
No, but we know where the looks in that genetic stream went to.
That's asking for an answer.
Wait.
Would you like one now or later?
I'll take it later.
Exactly.
You get to schedule your ass kickings?
Yeah, pretty much.
You got an appointment booked today, yeah. Kicking in the nuts.
Well, since
tomorrow, wedgie.
Shit, since I downloaded the wrong one, what do we do? Because
you suck. All right, so congratulations, Diggs, with the Blinded Me with Science. Thomas Dolby, thank you very much.
I apologize.
You got to appreciate, though. Our listeners can't call. I don't even know if he's listening. Obviously, he is listening, but, you know, he's not even in the chat room, and he's, like, gung-ho, so we do appreciate that. All right, you guys got anything?
I got music.
Well, any news? Anything going on? Anything exciting? I know we talked about Cinco de Mayo. Didn't finish my car story, actually, if you want me to finish
that. Yeah, finish the flaming car story.
So where were we? We were basically at the point where the fire was shooting out of the fender wells and all the way up the car. My buddy Kevin and Mike, well, they both bailed. They both bailed out of the driver's side. Now, if anybody remembers anything about these old fucking cars, it's a big, heavy steel fucking door. It's a two-door car. So all of a sudden, they fucking bail. They run, and the car door slams. I'm in the back seat. You can't reach the fucking door handles from the back seat. So I try to go spin, you know, hit the lever so I can push the back seat, you know, the seat forward so I can climb out. I fucking break one of the handles. It just starts spinning. It won't fucking go.
Oh,
the other handle doesn't even fucking move. It's just locked. So I'm sitting here. The car's fucking on fire. I'm in the back seat of the car. Mike and Kevin are nowhere to be found near me, and I'll explain that in a minute. So I fucking, like, you know, I'm like, ah, fuck, shit. I'm climbing out of the window, and it was only open just a little bit. So I'm climbing out of the fucking window, trying to get out of this car. As I lean out backwards, put my hand on the ground, and I'm watching gas, which is on fire, flow towards me. I'm like, fuck. So I climb out and run. As I'm running away from the car, you know, because I've watched way too much Hollywood, going, it's going to blow up. Fucking Kevin's running back, and he's like, fuck, are you okay? I forgot you were in the car. And I'm like, what? So we go to try to get a fire extinguisher from the people at Burger King, right?
Hell no.
So the Burger King guy, you know what he goes? I can't give you a fire extinguisher. Why not? That car is on fire.
Okay.
What?
Give Pete's a chance or we'll nuke you.
Well, wait. That's the point of a fire extinguisher. That's a gas fire.
Oh.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Can we get... No, I can't
There's
give you a fire.
For a grease fire.
Let the fucking thing... Well, no. It was a regular ABC fire extinguisher.
Oh, okay.
We wanted a regular ABC fire, not their fucking Halon system. What are we going to do? Take fucking Halon outside, pour it around on the ground and look at it? That's pretty much all we're going to do. So they refused to give him a fire extinguisher. Now, I want to point out where the fire department was in this whole ordeal. The Burger King was across the street, kitty corner, to the fire department, and it still took him 5 minutes from an initial call.
Nice.
They could have just ran their fucking hose across the street and taken care of it, but no. They had to get the truck going, and they had to get their suit and gear on. And we're like, motherfuckers, look out your window. Get us a garden hose. Burger King is worthless. So yeah, that was my fun experience there. And like I said, I've almost been hit by lightning a few times. So I'll tell those stories some other day. So
now you know why the bitch rides in the back.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I've got something. I don't know if you guys know Porter Goss, the newly assigned chief of the CIA. Yeah, he's resigning.
That didn't take long.
No, it didn't actually. You know, the mice or the rats in the ship. You know, it's starting to bail. Hey, I got a phone ringing.
That's not me.
Whose phone?
That's mine. I already hit the ignore button. Yeah,
Who called?
It was my cousin. Oh. Apparently, Porter Goss is resigning. Porter's tenure at the CIA was one of transition. He has helped this agency become integrated into the intelligence community, and that was a tough job, Bush said at the photo session with Goss at the Oval Office. He's got a five-year plan to increase the number of analysts and operatives, which is going to help make this country a safer place and help us win the war on terror. The real problem is, and people are saying that the reason Porter Goss resigned was because he was pretty much in a big battle with John Negroponte, the intelligence czar, over powers that were stripped from the CIA and handed to
his name is
Negroponte. Office.
Yes, yeah. Very good, gorilla. Gorilla's ponding over that name.
Fucking say that name five times.
John Negroponte.
Negro,
please. No.
Negro, Potbelly, please.
What? I'm going to have me a Negroponte moment, but I guess that's where I fund all of the death squads in South America. No, so John Negroponte, yeah, there was a little bit of a power struggle, and it looks like Porter Goss lost. Huh. Really a shocker. The guy that no one really knew too much about heading the CIA loses out to the guy who Bush's father helped bail out of the Iran-Contra scandal.
Interesting.
Why am I not surprised who lasts in that one?
Very interesting. All right. How about this? Yeah,
right there. Okay, let's try. Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown. Cause don't it make my brown eyes blue? And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
It's like a protest tune, man.
Yeah, I dig that, man. Yeah. But you know, while you were singing that, I wrote another tune. You know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like the same thing, only different. You know? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's like a little more rock and roll than that.
All right, we'll get down.
Something like this here.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, boy. Okay, like virtual one in the...
Women rock. That's right. That's right. Not because I'm Latino, but if you get in a fight or something, they'll jump in and help you out, you know?
Fight one bean, you fight the whole burrito.
They get right in there. Oh, my ex-girlfriend was the best, man. Oh. She backed me up and some guy would come to the party, you know, looking to kick my ass, you know. Hey, is Pablo here? Looking for, so you know Pablo? Is Pablo here?
Yeah, what's going on? He's my boyfriend, what's up?
Yeah, you better tell him, man. If I see him, I want to kick his ass.
Hey, don't talk to me like you know me. You come to my party looking for Pablo, guess what? I say I'll kick your ass.
Now he's got that friend who wants to get involved, you know?
Rosa, what's going on? Here, Bonnie knows he's talking to me like he knows me. Stupid.
Here, see two Mexican women fight. That is better than Caesar's Palace right there, man. They'll see another girl in the mall, that's when it gets really nasty. Like a big cat fight, you know? Hey, Christina Lopez! She don't even know me, huh? Christina! Remember me? You're talking a lot of crap back in third grade. I remember. You were too. You don't even know me, huh? You don't remember? I do. Come, no, let go of me, Pablo. Come on, let's go. I don't care who's watching. Come on, let... You're still alive. You want some more, Pablo? Hold my baby. Come on, let's go. Come on, baby. Oh, yeah. Stupid! Kick your ass! They should put them in that video game, Mortal Kombat. Wouldn't that be cool? Sub-Zero. Chicana! They'd be fighting. You hit the joystick, a little can of hairspray comes out. Finish him. Come here! Stupid! They're the only women who don't need mace, you know that?
No. All right.
Nice. Wow. That was good.
That was nice. Just for little jokes here, Virtual One in the chat room. What do you call four Mexicans in a boat with a hole in it?
A good start.
Well, Murphy said Cubans.
Hey, I was close.
The actual answer is Cuatro Cinco.
Oh,
oh, I like
bad
Cubans
vert.
Better.
Oh, bad, man. Bad vert. So, hey, speaking of news, I don't know if anyone saw it last night on ESPN. Mike Metzger went for a new world record jumping the fountains at Caesar's Palace.
You know, and something I want to point out to you, because you're a douche sometimes. You always say that statue that's in front of Caesar's fountains without the head was because of...
Evel Knievel hit it.
No.
No, it was the guy in the 80s, wasn't it?
It's because that's how the statue is. It's a replica of a ruin. The statue's head did not get knocked off because of a motor. Right. They would have put that shit back on.
Well, they didn't clear up the blood mark from when Wells hit it.
Well, maybe not, but still, here's the thing. That statue is supposed to not have a head. I need to clear that up because it always drives me nuts when you're like, uh-uh, Evel Knievel knocked it off.
You know what?
No, he didn't.
I think I only said that once, though.
You said it enough to make me mad.
I just breathe and it makes you mad.
Well, yeah.
Anyway,
all right,
Mike Metzger
did
he jumped
jump.
It. Not only did he jump it, but he flipped it.
Yeah, here's something I want to point out.
Something else you'd like to point out? Anything else?
Yes.
Do you need bullet points?
Will you shut the fuck up? My God. All right, so here's how, you know, Evel Knievel did not fucking jump with a really good bike. I mean, the thing was just a regular Triumph. It wasn't a fucking bike for jumps or ramps or motocross or anything. It was a goddamn bike that's just meant to go fast. How else, you know, of
with
course...
With no speedometer on the goddamn thing either.
Well, no.
He had no idea how fast he was going.
He had no idea. So here's the thing. He jumped with a bike that wasn't meant for jumping. No wonder his ass crashed.
Yeah.
You know, you go to fucking any motocross or any, you know, X Games, Moto X bikes, you know, anything like that. Those things can fly like 300 feet.
Yeah, plus the ramps they use are a little more inducive to that.
Duh, a lot more
the ramps. Yeah, the ramps that that Metzger was using last night, watching him do that was totally pussified. The ramps were so high in the air, there was almost no space between them. They went up that high. For the landing
well,
and
he
for
still
the
had to jump.
Ramp.
It's like 125 feet.
Still, I've seen guys do that at the X Games. It's not really a
no,
big
it's
deal
not,
to watch him do
it's
that.
It's not a big deal anymore. I think it's just a cute little publicity stunt that, oh, I jumped the fountains at Caesars. You want to impress me? Find out a way to jump them the long way. Not the wide way, but the long way, which is like three fountains in a row instead of being just one fountain wide.
I think that's what Metzger actually did last night.
No, you can't do that because otherwise you'd land in the fucking lobby.
No, he jumped from the...
He jumped from north... to south. South to north.
Why am I thinking he went the long way,
no,
though?
No, you can't. Okay, you jump the long way, your ass is going to land in the lobby.
No, he came from... No. I thought he came from the under the valet over and then landed because they had the ramp in the street, I thought.
Hold on.
Oh, he did go north-south. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought he went the long way.
He went the easy way, the same way Evel Knievel did and crashed.
Yeah.
Well, Evel Knievel crashed.
But Robbie Knievel did it and lived.
Yeah, he did and lived. But the technology was different from then.
But watching Metzger do it last night was just, it was just
okay,
shitty.
Hold on. Now, my problem with the whole deal was, did you see how much of a publicity stunt it was?
Oh, it was not, for not, Mission not, Impossible 3.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't for anything that he did. It wasn't for a record book. It wasn't like when Evel Knievel did it, or even Robbie Knievel. It was fucking a big, giant ESPN advertisement for Mission Impossible 3.
And they did have the guy from Guinness World Book there last night, but it was like completely secondary that he was there because it sucked. It was a stupid nothing event.
Yeah, just because he did a backflip over the fountains.
It's like, woo, big deal. He had enough fucking ramp space, he could have fucking done a backflip over the goddamn
He could have done a flip and a Superman. You know, pure and simple, he would have been big time. There you go.
He was all pumped up about it. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. Has this guy won like any X Games or anything?
Metzger,
like that?
Yeah, Metzger's a big X Game guy. He's won a couple of things there. Let's see here. He's 30 and one of the most influential riders in the history of freestyle motocross. 5 X Game medals to his name, 3 of which are gold. Metzger has been riding motorcycles for more than 25 years. So, yeah, he is an X Game champion. And to me, getting a gold at the X Games is more important than this bullshit.
Well, and I'm pretty pissed off because this is like twice or three times now that ESPN has pulled this kind of shit. You know, you want to talk about something stupid. Look at Playmakers. Remember their first TV show?
Yeah.
Okay. They're supposed to be sports news.
No. Not anymore.
You know, and ESPN is pulling an MTV. What they're doing is they're changing their formatting. They're getting away from being, you know, what they're for.
It's sports entertainment now.
It's sports entertainment. Well,
that Bonds on Bonds show.
That's the next thing I was going to say. Bonds on Bonds. You know, they're supposed to be news, and yet here they go ahead and give the show creative control and everything to Barry Bonds.
Yeah, it's like...
And now this. They whore themselves up for Mission Impossible 3.
Might as well just have Bush running Fox.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, that's where the money is. It really
that's
is.
Retarded.
I mean,
it's retarded. It's a complete lack of integrity.
Which is interesting because look at how much money sports makes in merchandising and everything like that, and ticket sales, and prices keep going up and up and up. You know, I'm just pointing out that this is ridiculously stupid what ESPN did, and I guess it lowered them a notch in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, because they can't even. I'll give a great example. I know Gorilla here can agree with me. Hardly a week of qualifying or of the finals goes by in NHRA without it being cut off by cheerleading. Or bass fishing.
Exactly.
So, here we got a great event, racing, something fun, something great, you know, and it gets cut off by what? Bass fishing. Because they want to show this guy catch a fish. Why not just fucking get rid of the bass fishing or cut it right there and go into the races? Why fucking delay them?
Exactly. I'd rather see a ball of fire going down a track rather than bass fishing.
Speaking of ball of fire, last week it happened with Corey McLenathan. His car literally split in half while it was going down.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. He was probably hitting about 250 miles an hour. His car split, folded up, bounced off the rail. And, of course, I mentioned caught on fire.
Yeah, and then
another bigger fireball once the gas tank got pierced.
Yep.
So, big time explosion.
Tectime and fuego.
Yeah.
What toasted marshmallow.
And he walked away and came back on Sunday and ran in the finals. ran in the first round and got knocked out of the first round.
Nice.
That's a fucking real man right there. My car fire story is pussy compared to I was going 250 miles an hour in fire because my car split in half.
And I lived to tell about it.
So and I lived to tell about it, you know, which doesn't happen that often. So, all right, anything else? You got something?
Well, over on KVU.com, I totally forgot about
this. Red Rum says, don't knock cheerleading. Yes. How about I knock up a cheerleader?
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Jay, just remember, 10 to 15 will get you 15 to 20. So, you know, got to watch out for that. No, over on KVU.com.
College cheerleader, fucker.
Okay. they have a link up there, and I don't know even how they can get away with this, but on their website they have the personal email addresses for the CEOs of 3 major gas companies.
You want to give them out?
We have Arco Stations are owned by BP, the group chief.
British Petroleum.
Yes. The group chief executive for that company is Lord John Brown. Lord John, how do I get a fucking surname like that?
Don't be a spick.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Cortez already tried. It failed.
So if you want to yell at Arco, you can email their chief executive at john.brown. That's BRWNE.
Jesus.
BP.com.
John Brune.
Brune. Yes. For those of you who are pissed off at Exxon, and not only for fucking up Alaska, but ExxonMobil doesn't have a direct website or email address, but you can go through an environmental website to write the CEO Rex W. Tillerson.
Rex.
Yes, Rex.
Motherfucker's a billionaire. What is his name? Rex.
Isn't Rex the big fat guy with the jubbly jowl?
Yes.
Isn't that
him? Yeah. And you can go to exposexon.com/action, and you can get a hold of that motherfucker. And also, the third one is for Chevron CEO David J. O'Reilly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Coincidence? I think not. He, too, has no public email address, but we've figured it out. DJ O'Reilly, that's with two L's, at Chevron.com. So if anybody wants to bitch about gas prices, those are three email addresses you can
All right. I know we need to do this real quick, but I don't have anything prepared for it. So I want to give everybody your mad props of the week. We don't have the clickers, but we're going to give them anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give mad props to B&M.
Mad props.
You guys are dead. Let's give mad props to Jelly.
Mad props.
Your mad props home.
Are you going to go home and wiggle your jelly?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mad props to Red Rom.
Mad props, Red.
Mad props to Tech Freak.
Mad props.
Mad props to Toe.
Mad props, Vato.
Mad props to Virtual One.
Beethoven props.
And finally, Sam.
Son of Sam props.
Mad props to...
Don't listen to the dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your mad props for being a faithful listener and a cool person hanging out in the chat room.
Anybody else think this music rocks?
No.
It's better than that music we had last week.
Better than the music you tried to make me use.
Don't make me play it. I've got
it
loaded
up. And I got to do this because it's something that we're all a part of. But I need to point everybody out to go to performact.com. As we discussed last week, the Perform Act, which is threatening to take internet radio away from us. Well, now we got a bunch of ways you can fight it. If you go to performact.com, there's information, there's banners, there's ways to contact your congressman, there's a petition to sign online that we will be printing out and sending to the appropriate people. That's performact.com, because we're going to keep them from taking our internet radio away from us and away from you, the listener. So performact.com, and get used to this. I'm saying it every fucking week we're done.
4 score and 7 downloads ago.
Remember, this is also going to take away your podcasts. This is going to take away your ability to record internet radio, also satellite radio.
Yep.
So this is going to cause problems for people like Sirius who have recordable audio.
Content, yep.
I feel very patriotic right now.
I think I have patriotic wood. Want to see my flagpole?
No, sir. Nor do we want to see a rubber dinghy.
Yes. We don't want to shame America that
way. So, ladies and gentlemen, performact.com. Link, that's a link to Spankwang. But we got banners, bright buttons, anything you want to put up in your signature for your emails, your form signatures, things of that nature, because this is something we all need to fight together to stop. So, that's my rant and rave. And we're almost getting out of time. Anybody else got anything they want to wrap up? We got about a minute left.
I got something I'd like to play, at least start off playing.
Well, okay. Wrong one. What the fuck is this?
Just listen to it. You don't want to know, dude.
Why do you keep on letting him do this?
Because he was playing this outside my house.
Totally by accident. Totally by accident.
Which explains his personality, so it doesn't surprise me one bit. See, I was getting high with my boys one day. Just kicking back, hanging out in L.A. When this dude drove by in this really funky Benz, I could tell right away this motherfucker had AIDS. Was a white dude, about 30-something. Kept staring at me, yelling like he wanted something. Yep, that's Murphy. When he asked for directions, I saw his dick with his heart, so I peeked his car. I said, you lying. You know what the fuck?
This is Gangsta Fag.
Yeah.
No.
A hardcore gay rapper.
Okay. So I said, take my number and my name. You can
call me up when you're sick of playing games. I think we should fade out and just let this play.
No.
No.
Yeah, that was a gangster fag.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show of all time.
Spankwagon Radio.
Yes, they got it right. They sounded queer, but they got it right. We got a bunch of people we got to thank for helping us out, putting this show out to the rest of the world. Huge thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us to have fun in their studio. Big thank you to our syndicates, Extreme Radio 1077, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, Mega Rock Radio, Radio for Me. And remember, check those sites for playtimes of Spankwagon Radio. And if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
Also want to say a big thank you to friends, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. Remember now, Spankwagon comes to you live 6 o'clock Vegas time from here on out. And of course, check your syndicate for playtimes.
More big thanks to Louis Twitchell Santani for coming on the show tonight. You can check his website, laughterbylou.com. You can check out his book, his dates, and all the other goodness there.
Also, we want to say a big thank you to, well, you guys for showing up yet again. So, big thank you. This is kind of nice having four people balance the shit around.
Cuatro.
Also, a big thank you to our listeners. And remember, find us online, spankwagon.net. And keep using those forums, folks, and downloading those podcasts. We appreciate it. All right, everybody, have a good night.
Chicos, out.
We'll be right back. Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.
Hail to the king, baby.
Noise, noise, noise. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
What's up, dudes? King Hesh.
And Queen Hesh.
On live for another 2 hours of bitchin' 80s hair bands from the 80s and early 90s, dudes, where we bring you the best of the best of the best, dudes. Some people has known this day as Cinco de Mayo. I know it as Hesho de Mayo.
Hesho de Mayo?
That's right.
Okay, explain.
I don't know. There's no explanation. Anyways, dudes. It's just another week, dude. I don't know. Cinco de Mayo, what's that? To me, it's just another May 5th, dude. Just another day to party, dudes. For no apparent reason. Do we need a reason to party, dude?
Hell no.
That's right, dudes. We got 2 hours of bitchin' music coming at you. In a little bit, we'll get to, of course, our always most... I don't know what I was going to say.
Dude, you're so high.
I know, dude.
You're, like, out of it, man.
What I was going to say, dudes, is we're going to get to the Poontang playlist a little later, dudes. Very soon, actually. After our next break, like we normally do. Also, dudes... A little later, we'll get to Queen Ash's bad joke of the week, as well as the triple thrash threat. And I'll go over some Hesh news that has happened this week. Just kind of hit on some pointers. If you want to look at some of the Hesh news happened this week, go to kinghesh.com, dudes. And there you'll see the most 20 recent. And if you click on Hesh News, I'll take you to another page that has all the listings for the past month or so, a couple months.
So what do we see there? The most 20 what? You said the most 20 recent?
Yeah.
You're a little bit high. That's like backwards. The 20 most recent.
20 recent most.
You get me lost, dude.
And, of course, we'll check out the Hesh birthday list. As well. All right, I got some kick-ass music to start off the show. Dawkin and the boys were just in Mexico, where they played a show there, and they recorded some stuff on video to be included onto a live DVD that they will be releasing sometimes. Later this year, I think. Also, dudes, Dawkin will be going to Greece later on this week. And they're actually writing a new album. It's called Lightning Strikes Again. Also, Don Dawkin is writing stuff for another solo album. So... start off the show with some Dawkin dudes burning like a flame.
Never thought our love would last for so long. Time and time and again, I thought that you would be gone. Still we kept on hanging on. I guess it's meant to be. No!
Let's party!
Hail to the king, baby.
Welcome to the jungle.
right, dudes. There you go. Some Van Halen there running with the devil. Oh, yeah. Some Van Halen news this week. If you didn't know that there's going to be a tribute to Van Halen. But it's not going to be your normal Van Halen tribute, dudes. You know what kind of tribute's going to be?
No, I was kind of waiting for that.
Oh, it's called Strowman with the Devil, the Southern Side of Van Halen. No, it's not a country. It's actually, close. It's a bluegrass. And it's going to have their popular tunes, and that's going to be one of them, Running with the Devil. Among the other songs on the album include Jump, Jamie's Crying. Their big hits, of course, Panama, Unchained, Ice Cream Man, and The Cradle Will Walk, among others. Actually, Jamie's Crying is going to be on there twice. Why? I don't know. I have it listed here twice. And Dave Lee Roth is going to be singing it. Imagine that. But it's not going to be a rock version. It's going to be bluegrass. So if you want to check out the track listing, just go to kinghesh.com and look for the news post that says Bluegrass Tribute to Van Halen. Track listing. Also, Van Halen bassist launched his own blog site. No, it's not a MySpace either. You're just going to have to... MadAnthonyBlog.blogspot.com. So if you want a direct link, then you'll just have to look for the post. Van Halen bassist launches his own blog site. So some Van Halen news there. That's why we play some Van Halen. Guns N' Roses is there. Welcome to the Jungle. Not to spoil anyone. I think they already showed it, but I only saw one episode. One episode. If you didn't know, it's a Metal Month on VH1, and each night this week they had a half-hour show of the 40 greatest metal songs, according to who knows. I don't know who. Anyways, I only saw the second episode, number 30 through 20, and I missed the other ones. But I put a spoiler on there earlier in the week, the top 10 before they even posted it. So Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle was the number 2. You know what number 1 was?
What was number 1?
You'll just have to go to the site and look.
Oh, come on.
Kinghash.com. Look for, it says spoiler. It's the only news post that says spoiler. VH1's 40 greatest metal songs. Hopefully I can get a hold of the top 40, and I'll just list the top 40 for you in case you missed it. Some of the other shows coming out of VH1 this week, or this month at least, there's going to be Behind the Music Rat and the Behind the Music Pantera. Those are the two I'm looking forward to. And I think tonight, which is Friday night, unless you're, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, then it's already happened, but they're showing the Western Decline of Western Civilization, Part 2, The Metal Years. I remember watching that back in the, like, early 90s. Maybe it was late 80s. I was like, these people are smoking crack, dude.
Crack. That's
right. They're smoking crack.
Dude.
And we start off the show with some Dawkin, Burning Like a Flame. Dawkin and the boys just played in Mexico. And they'll be writing a new CD, recording a new CD. They'll be bringing a new DVD, live DVD coming out. So look forward to some Dawkin later on in the year. All right, dudes, we got to take a break. Our first spoke break of the evening. You got that stuff ready?
I've got it ready. Better. It's loaded and set up and ready to roll.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, dude. So, we'll take our first smoke break of the evening. And we'll be back with more King Hash.
And Queen Hash.
On live.
Hail to the king, baby.
King Hash here, dudes. You're tuning to the most bitchinest show right now. Now head over to the most bitchinest website, kinghash.com, where you can check out the cam and chat room, dudes. Also, dudes, you can find out about the archived interviews. Oh, and check out the Hash News updated daily, dudes, at kinghash.com, dudes.
Oh, gee, it's the WWE. Catch the WWE pay-per-view events at the Olympic Garden Gentlemen's Club, the official WWE blast area, and watch the pay-per-view event each month. Show up at the OG before 6 p.m., and locals get in free.
Hey, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Drink specials, giveaways, beautiful exotic girls, and the WWE pay-per-view on the big screens. Log on to our website for dates and times.
There's more to see at the OG.
Hey, by the way, white people, if I do something in Spanish and you don't understand it, please feel free to smack the beaner next to you. I just right here in the back of the neck. Come on, what the hell is that boy saying now? It's the comedy club, not El Clubo de Comedia. Fucking beaner, fuck up. Whatever, I don't care. Beaner, get over it. Fuck it, man.
Hail to the king, baby.
All right, dudes, we're back. King Hash.
And Queen Hash.
On live. And it's time for the Poontang playlist, dudes. That's right, songs that make the bitches wet, song to guarantee to get you laid. The songs from the day where you can bang a chick. Yeah,
you're so sexy saying it that way.
Well, what else are you gonna say?
You know, I just couldn't imagine you getting banged saying that.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Never mind.
By the way, dudes, if you didn't know, King Hesh has his own MySpace, dude. That's right, dudes. MySpace.com/KingHesh. Oh, King Hesh Show. I'm sorry. We got to get that correct. Not King Hesh, but King Hesh Show. Go to King Hesh, then it takes you some doorknobs place, dude. It's MySpace.com/KingHeshShow. And I didn't have a chance to. I had some trouble this week, so I had to, like, you know, take care of that business before I can take care of the MySpace business. So hopefully I'll be able to go and hunt down some Hesh friends, dudes. But if you have one, look me up, dudes, MySpace.com/KingHeshShow. And also remember, you can check out the Hesh Show podcasted or archived. Either way, just go to kinghash.com, click on the main page. It says Hesh Archive. Click on that. And there you go. You can just click on play episode and play the last 4 or 5 weeks episodes, dudes. And if you have a iPod or a Hesh Pod, as I call it, you could click on the link there and download it to your iPod, which will be a Hesh Pod once you download it, and then take King Hesh with you anywhere. All right, dudes. Also, dudes,
what
I was gonna say. I forgot what I was gonna say.
I'm sorry, I'm eating sour gummy worms and I don't want to, like, smack in the mic.
you want smack the mic?
What? Yeah. I'm not King Hash. If it was you, you'd be like right on the mic.
That's horrible, dude. What was I gonna say?
What were you gonna say, dude?
I don't remember. Oh, I know what I was going to say. If 2 hours is just not enough for you, dudes, then you can tune in every Friday night, dudes, for 4 hours. That's right. So for you pod listeners, or if you're listening to the archive, you can listen every Friday night, starting at 8 p.m. Pacific, for 4 hours. Go to kinghash.com and click on one of those top three syndicates there, and you should be able to catch 4 full hours. Hopefully the website will be updated by then. Although it says 9 p.m. to 1, we will change that, dudes. All right. It's time to start off. Some ballads here. We got 3 in a row from you. Start off with some Enough's Enough. They just confirmed some tour dates for 2006 starting in May 19th right here in Vegas at Empire. And they'll be doing a lot of dates with Vixen opening up starting May 30th in Cleveland, Ohio. Check out the dates. Just go to kingesh.com. Look for Enough's Enough. Confirm 2006 tour schedule. 6 o'clock in the morning, still sitting in party, the drink's still good gone. We did everything together, would have done it forever. How did we go wrong? I know that what goes up comes down. I didn't know you hit the ground. Why'd you have to give it up? Well, you were just a little girl. I'll never look into your blue eyes. My eyes are
to the king, baby. Hail to the king, baby.
Broken!
Blades. There you go, Great White. By request, House of Broken Love wraps up the Poo-Tang playlist there, dudes. Great White lead singer Jack Russell. Recent interview with ClassicRockRevisited.com. Check out some excerpts from that interview. Just go to KingHesh.com. Go to the Hesh news page. And just if you want, you can scroll through or look or do a search for just Russell. And you'll find it right away. And then at the bottom of that page, if you like what you read or you think you might want to read more, you click on at the bottom of the page. There's a link to the interview.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Before that, we had some Firehouse, also by request. And we start off the Poo-Tang playlist there. Your set of balance for this evening from Enough's Enough. Fly High, Michelle. They have some tour dates that I didn't mention them all. I just mentioned the when it starts. Let me go back here and look at it real quick here again. Like I said, it starts May 19th here in Vegas, and they have a couple dates in California with Pretty Boy Floyd, and they've or at least one date. And then starting May 30th and on through June until June 11th, which they end in Farmington, Missouri, they'll be playing with Vixen. All right, dudes. Vixen will be opening up, so... pretty cool stuff happening. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I forget. Anyways, dudes. Well, maybe not. Let's take a break. Why not?
Yeah, I need a break.
All right. You just took a break. Jesus Christ. Anyways, dudes. Time for another smoke break for you, dude. So sit back and enjoy what we got for you here. And we'll be back with more King Hesh.
And Queen Hesh.
Damn flies in here, dude. On live. Or did I say that already? I got
flustered. No, you didn't.
Okay. King Hesh.
And Queen Hesh.
On live.
Hail to the king, baby.
This is the guy who single-handedly redefined martial arts in this country.
Hoist Gracie.
He's got it locked on. He's tapping.
It is all
he was there from the beginning.
This is my house. I build it.
And he's still undefeated in the octagon.
That is a tremendous accomplishment.
Now he returns for the biggest fight of his career.
This is bad.
He's attacking. As he takes on Matt Hughes, the most dominant welterweight champion in UFC history. What happens when the undefeated legend meets the greatest welterweight of all time?
When I go out there and punch him square in his face,
that he's going to beat me up, that he's going to do this and going to do that.
I don't think he's going to pull a submission off. I don't think he's going to come close.
I'm going to choke him out. I'm going to apply a submission hold. Make him quit. Help him up. Send him home.
The Ultimate Fighting Championship presents UFC 16, Hughes versus Gracie. Live Saturday, May 27th from the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. Only on pay-per-view.
One night I'm gonna have a margarita, cruise down Bangalore, my favorite cantina. On the corner, there's a nice babe. If she likes me, I might even get laid. Come with me, got a stiffy, and if you're good, I'll give you a 50. One summer night, I'ma go for tortilla. Mexican village, met a girl named Juanita. Stupid old me, I forgot to wrap my wiener. Hey, gonorrhea. Two more dosakis and I pay the jalapenos. Out to the parking lot, to the back of Cita. Now every morning is a hurtin' when I pee ya. Hey, gonorrhea. Down to the clinic for the doctor to see ya. Out came the needle and it stuck at the Maria. Friday night I'm going back to see my sweet Vanita. Hey, gonorrhea. Summer night, I'ma go for tortilla. Mexican village, met a girl named Juanita. Stupid old me, I forgot to wrap my wiener. Hey, gonorrhea.
Oh.
Hail to the king, baby.
All right, dudes, we're back. King Ash.
And Queen Ash.
On live as we bring you the best of the 80s and early 90s hair bands. Sometimes, just sometimes, we might take a tune from the late 70s era. Damn, this fly.
How come the fly's only, like, bugging you?
I don't know, dude.
Did you not bathe?
I took a shower this week.
Yeah, whether you needed it or not, once a year,
wow,
right?
Wow, I still took one.
You took one, but does that mean that
I'd like
you
to
actually
know why they call it
bathed?
Cinco de Mayo? Mayo? What does mayonnaise have to do with today?
I have no idea.
What's Cinco?
Maybe because when you stick your dick Cinco in her ass, you slap mayo. A little bit of mayo on there. And what is Cinco de Mayo?
What's in sync with mayonnaise?
Like I said, I figured it out.
Or do we celebrate?
When you're sticking your
we
thing
celebrate
in her
bread?
Ass, you like use the mayonnaise.
We celebrate bread day today or something?
You use it as lube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways, dudes, it's time to honor the dudes that were in hair bands back in the 80s, early 90s by singing King and Queen Hash sing Happy Birthday.
Why do you
dudes.
Make me do this?
I don't know.
This is a cruel and unusual punishment.
Is it?
Yes. Come on.
Well, anyways, dudes, but before we get to singing, we got to let you know whose birthday is this week. This is May 1st through May 7th list. Start out with Bruno Ravel from Danger Danger, born May 1st, 1964. Mark Scott from Trickster, born May 1st, 1968. Daryl Dwarf Miller from Killer Dwarfs, born May 2nd, 1965. Bobby Blitz Ellsworth from Overkill, born May 3rd, 1962. Mick Mars, the one and only from Motley Crue, born May 4th, 1951. Gary Holt from Exodus, Spain, born May 4th. James Lubbery from Dream Theater, born May 5th, 1963. And last but not least, Johnny Lee Middleton from Sabotage, born May 7th, 1963 as well. And in honor of their birthdays, King and Queen Hash are singing Happy Birthday. You ready?
I'm ready.
No, you're not. You're typing.
Yeah, but I can be ready and type at the same time. God damn it. Now I'm going to start typing what I'm, like, saying.
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Happy birthday to you, dudes. Smoke a bong rip with the king. Happy birthday to you, Hash dudes. Roll a joint and smoke one, too.
420.
What?
I don't know.
All right. Oh, some big news on Motley Crue besides Mick Mars' birthday this week. Longtime girlfriend and wife, Donna, what's her name? DeErico? I don't know. Nikki Sixx's woman. She filed for divorce, dude. So for you stoner chicks out there, Nikki Sixx, they will be single again.
Yes!
So, yep, after a long marriage, she wanted to file for divorce, so... Nikki Sixx will be a single man again, just in time for another tour, so he can just bang away, dudes. So, let's do some Kickstart My Heart.
You sound like Kermit.
What?
You sound like Kermit.
Kermit the Frog. Motley Crue dudes with King Hash.
And Queen Hash.
Alive.
To the wall. you thought that was a killer hit, dudes.
Some Killer Dwarfs, Dirty Weapons, and Kickstart My Heart from Molly Crew. Played a couple tunes there that have band members' birthday.